STC Weslaco launches avionics training program for aviation careers. Martinez thanked local officials, airport staff, and community partners involved in the effort and recognized Efrain Lopez for donating an aircraft to South Texas College for student training. Randy Summers, chairman of the Airport Advisory Board, said the program aligns with projected workforce demand. Citing Boeing's pilot and technician outlook, Summers said the aviation industry will need more than 690,000 aircraft maintenance technicians over the next 20 years, including avionics specialists. The goal is simple: to equip students with the hands-on training and technical expertise they need so that when they graduate, they are ready to step directly into the workforce, Summers said. Hidalgo County Precinct 1 Commissioner David Fuentes said the program will expose students to career opportunities often unavailable or unseen in the region. "It's opportunities like this and programs like this that open the doors," Fuentes said. Ricardo Solis, president of South Texas College, said the program reflects the college's focus on workforce education and industry partnerships. "Our new avionics technician program will prepare students for high-demand careers supporting the advanced technology systems that keep modern aircraft operating safely and efficiently," Solis said. "Through hands-on training, industry-aligned curriculum, and partnerships with employers, our students will graduate ready to contribute on day one." Solis said the program includes separate tracks for high school students and adults. High school participants will complete part of the program online before hands-on instruction at the Mid Valley campus and airport facilities. Adults will be able to complete a certification track in 5 to 6 months. Dr. Carlos Margo of the Center for Advanced Training and Apprenticeship said high school juniors can enter the program and complete more than 300 hours of coursework by graduation. Coursework will include avionics fundamentals, system installation and testing, communications equipment, and Federal Aviation Administration regulations. Margo said students will also prepare for two industry certifications: the General Radio Telephone Operator License issued by the Federal Communications Commission and an IPC certification for electronics manufacturing and assembly standards. Recruiters were available at the event to provide information and register interested students and adults.